Jay, my wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
The heavy traffic's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's been a busy week for company reporting here in New Zealand. Yesterday's no exception, but we'll quickly cover off the release of the ANZ truckometer. It's an indicator that the RBNZ do use as one of their inputs for forecasting GDP. They release a heavy and a light traffic index. The heavy traffic index gives us a bit of a steer on production GDP on growth, and for July the index fell 3%. There is a very telling sentence in the accompanying commentary that says that the outcome accords with anecdotal evidence of momentum in the domestic economy taking a leg lower. So, and I've been talking about this deterioration in momentum for a little while now. One factor to note is lower activity in the logging sector, Mike, certainly impacted on the heavy traffic volumes. Light traffic index rose 0.6%. That tends to reflect demand. It's showing a sort of a mild uptrend, but remember, we've had a good lift in population. We are looking for trends here because these are high frequency, they're monthly data. A bit early to call the trends yet.
Right, Sky TV, do we like what happened there?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was the market sort of was, I think that the market was muted was the reaction, I think. Headline full year net profit fell 18%, but if you take one-off issues out, the profit actually rose 15% to just under 57 million. They've been putting through some price increases. That's helped lift revenue. Overall, they have gained customers. That's streaming customers assisting that sort of metric. The satellite-based numbers have dropped. They're rolling out the new Skybox, Mike, that new decoder. I'd have to say, Mike, anecdotal feedback on these new devices hasn't been great. There's a CapEx implication on related to that. At this stage, only 35,000 people have taken up the new decoder box, and by Sky's own admission, there have been teething problems. They're promising to double the dividend by mid-2026, in 3 years' time. On a positive front, they've seen increased advertising revenue, and that's going a bit against the grain of what's happening generally with advertising spend. Yeah, share price up a little bit yesterday at $2.55.
Auckland Airport, did you have to stand in a queue to get the results?
But they talked about that. You've got to dig around this report a little bit, Mike. I mean, the headline reported full-year net profit fell 77%, but the actual underlying profit was quite healthy. They also importantly recommenced their dividend payment, the first one in 3 years. Look, the headline profit includes property revaluation, a property revaluation number, and it's the change in the valuation of all their properties. Remember, Auckland Airport is as much a property company these days as it is an airport. Last year, that number was a positive number of $204 million. This year, the investment property value change was negative. It was a fall of just under $140 million. If you focus on underlying performance, their earnings lifted from $144 million to $397 million, net profit $148 million. That's the first time their underlying profit has been positive since 2020. Seat capacity, that's bounced back to 83% of pre-COVID for domestic travel. International numbers lagging a little there at 68% of pre-COVID numbers. If you look at a thing called bi-directional travel, Mike, the China is definitely the laggard. They're at 24% of the 2019 levels. All other markets showing good levels of recovery. They've still got a strong balance sheet, good liquidity position. They do comment in the accompanying presentation. Here you go, Mike. I love these euphemisms. The customer arrival experience has not been acceptable. They are working on it. They are working on it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we don't have time for Air New Zealand, but Greg Foran's in an hour, so he'll work us through. But suffice to say, it was good news. What are the other numbers?
So the US markets are down a little bit because a Fed person has reminded them that interest rates are going to stay higher for longer. The Dow Jones is down 261 points, 0.75%, 34,211. The S&P 500 down 0.75%, 4,401. The NASDAQ down a little bit more sensitive to interest rates. It's down just over 1%, 13,565. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 13 points, 7,333 is the number there. The Nikkei gained 0.87%, 33,287. Shanghai Composite was up 4 points, just a small gain, 3,082, the level there. Yesterday, the Aussies, they gained just under 0.5% on the ASX 200, closing at 7,182. We lost 70 points on the NZX 50, down 0.6%, 11,502. We've had a risk off overnight, which means the Kiwi dollar is down 0.5922 against the US, 0.9220 against the Aussie, 0.5475 euro, 0.4695 against the pound, 86.37 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,917 and Brent crude $83.16.
You have a wonderful weekend, mate. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.